Hello, fellow hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. Well, last night, Montreal did it again. They played an outstanding game against the Golden Knights. 4-1 victory. And can you believe this or not? If they win Thursday night, it'll be the first time since the Montreal Canadiens have been in a Stanley Cup or won a Stanley Cup in 28 years. That's the last time they were at the finals in 1993. Can you believe that? A team with such rich hockey history is finally in a position where they can go back again. It's going to be a pretty amazing story for the sports writers in the world, if I do say so myself. Well, unfortunately, we couldn't keep Corey Perry last year in the Dallas Stars. We had to trade him off because we needed money to fill our core players. But it looks like Corey Perry may have an opportunity to go to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. You know, I understand why he wanted to go back to Montreal. He's only about 3.5, maybe 4 hours away from his hometown in the Quebec province of Canada. He's still an incredible player. He still digs deep for the pucks. I've never seen anybody play hockey better in front of the net than Corey Perry in my life. But here's the story once again. It's the Carey Price Show. Carey Price is showing probably the best hockey he's played in years. He's making Marc-Andre Fleury look like a novice right now. I mean, I don't know what Vegas is thinking. I don't even think they have a confidence-building situation in their goaltending. They throw Robert Leonard in the other night as kind of a relief thing, and yes, they won that game, you know, but here's the thing, then they put Fleury right back in the next game, so I don't think they have confidence in their goaltending right now. But once again, Carey Price is showing that he is the guy in Montreal, and I really want to see him get into the finals. He's never had a Stanley Cup final even appearance yet, and yet, you know, after this career's over, they'll be putting a bus up for him in Toronto. He will be in the Hall of Fame, no doubt in my mind. But this is like the last thing on the list, you know. You want to make the finals and you want to win it all. And it was a very hard pick. I mean, I'm probably going to lose on every last one of my picks in my brackets for the rest of the playoff, and I'm totally okay with that at this point because I truly wanted the Montreal Canadiens to make it. But it was like logic told me go with Vegas because, you know, they've had the experience, they have the players, but it's just been an incredible run for Montreal. And like I said, at the end of the day, come Thursday night when they're playing game 6, I really hope that they can turn around and finish off the series. Yes, Vegas is in my bracket right now because of pure logic. Sometimes it's hard to go with the gut feelings and the emotional part because part of you goes to what you know about hockey and your knowledge of hockey, and you go to what has always been tangible for you. And I'm totally okay with the fact that if for some reason my tangible thought process does not go right, I'll be very happy for Montreal. I'm totally cool with that. Anyway, we should only have about a week left of hockey for the playoffs, which will be sad when it's over because for us hockey fans like me, then you start to go into a jonesing mode and you want it back. But then next month we'll have the draft. We'll have the expansion draft for the Seattle Kraken. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on that's going to make up for time. So we'll definitely have some good podcasts throughout the next couple months as we're structuring teams for the next year. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. Like I've said before, the Stars may not be in the playoffs, but I'll always keep you entertained on this podcast. And as I always say, no matter what, if you're in the playoffs or not, Dallas Stars, I'm an avid fan. Go Stars.